No. Like, I don't know. We'll have to re-listen. I was having this moment. Maybe I'm wrong, but I was having this moment of like, oh, this has like a similar sort of feel to that. But anyway, that's a pretty cool track. And I like the, you know, the sort of heaviness of a lot of the music that is on this season. But I also like that the range of music in the of bands that play at the Roadhouse in Twin Peaks: The Return, which is what we're talking about on this show today. For anybody who's just tuning in, I like the sort of variety, and in our in our next couple of songs, we'll hear that variety because we've got Sharon Van Etten, and then we've got Hudson Mohawk, who was a new artist for me. I hadn't heard of. I know Sharon Van Etten, and I like her music, although I don't listen to her a ton. But the song after that, and we'll listen to the two of them right in a row. The song after that is much more sort of electronic, and I remember as we were watching that you were sort of like, oh, what is this? Because you like to play electronic music and synthy DJ stuff.
Hudson Mohawk?
Yeah, that's what that one was.
I read about it. Actually, that's how I ended up in the Twin Peaks wiki. Looking up this guy, it's pretty cool. I don't know who is that. It's also interesting because in the show he's playing records on stage.
Is he playing records?
But he's playing one of his songs. Like I don't.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
I mean, that's how
the track is called Human.
Yeah. I want to re-listen to it because I couldn't remember it clearly.
Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah. So we've got up next Tarifa by Sharon Van Etten, followed by Human by Hudson Mohawk. And we will be back after that. This is DJ Lesta.
This is DJ Lento.
And you're listening to Freaks to the Front on RadioValencia.fm.
Shout out.
Under the stars.
right. We kind of accidentally went into a third song there that was a long one, but so beautiful. I actually got pretty emotional when she was singing that on the show. I just thought the performance was incredible, and she looked so beautiful, and just the whole thing. But that last one is called No Stars by Rebecca Del Rio. Before that, we had Human by Hudson Mohawk and Tarifa by Sharon Van Etten. And this kind of goes along with what I was saying right before we dove into that set of songs, was that, you know, this season and the bands at the Roadhouse of Twin Peaks, which is what we're talking about if you're just tuning in, Twin Peaks Season 3, The Return, the bands were pretty diverse in terms of, like, you know, their sound, their genre, all of that. And so those last three songs we heard kind of covered a lot of ground. But yeah, that last one was just beautiful.
Yeah, I didn't even remember how, you know, yeah, diverse, musically speaking, all of this was. But again, Lynch, I mean, I'm a big fan, you know, I'm basically a fanboy. I mean, no, not really. But
a little bit.
I like it. I think I connect a lot with his imagery, with his vision in general, also music and art, and how, you know, what I think it's relevant in 2025, or in this case, I mean, no, he's not alive.
He lived into 2025.
Oh, was it this year?
It was this year, yeah. Oh, yeah, it was a few months ago.
Oh, poor guy. Anyway, so
poor world, big loss.
Poor war, yeah, exactly. No, that's why I'm saying he's. I feel, especially musically, you know, I like to play some music here and there, and I think I have a big imprint of the music or the vibe that I get from Twin Peaks. And I mean, I like a lot of post rock. I like a lot of crazy, like. I really, we should get going.
You're
because
all over
I really wanna play some stuff.
Some
but
of
anyway,
the stuff that you
I wanted to say
with.
Two things. One thing is Rebecca Del Rio we just listened to. She was in also Mulholland Drive, which is a super good movie. You know, if you haven't watched it,
also by Lynch.
Yeah, also by Lynch. You should definitely watch it. I didn't know that. I didn't remember her, but that's another movie that I haven't seen in a while. So I would like to. But the next song, okay, also helps me introduce a new feature of Freaks to the Front.
Well, I want to say though that like the feature that we're using is about the original artist who wrote this song, not about the performance of it, which honestly was pretty sweet, I think, because it's a throwback to season one when we watched character
it's very comforting.
Sing with the two girls who are both in love with him and he's confused about, clearly. And I believe, yeah, it's in season one that we get a little mini performance of this, a little practice session, and then, you know, 25 years after that, or 26 years after that, I guess, there's this, you know, follow-up on stage with the same character singing.
Yeah, it's a very sweet song, and, you know, it's played by one of the main characters of the seasons, but apparently it was written by somebody else.
By Eddie Vedder.
Oh.
Your feature, does it work?
Okay, let me try again. By
Eddie Vedder.
Okay.
No, I don't know. Could you guys hear that? Let us know if you could hear.
Wait, let's try again. Bye.
Eddie Vedder. Ah, there we go. we're practicing some new features here on the show. And that one we hope not to use very often,
Okay, can we do that one last time?
Yeah, but it's about Eddie Vedder.
Oh my God, no! Okay, never mind. Never mind.
We're going to have to practice more so we don't have the ads
version of the app with the toilet
flushing.
Advertisements should fucking die.
Yeah. anyway. Anyway, right, Eddie Vedder, we're not a fan, but what we're going to do is listen.
Okay, let's be fair.
We're not fans of Pearl Jam.
I'm not a fan of his voice. His I think voice. It's overrated.
His voice sucks, is
like
what
he,
I think.
He sings like any...
Fucking like hate a, it.
No, I don't know. Like any country dude.
It's, it's not really country like
it's
voice.
Kind of
I
like,
think it's...
folky it's just, country, but like in a lame way.
It's actually like a real attempt at being grunge, is what I think.
I just can't explain it.
But we're really, you know, not fans of his voice. And I had some pretty shitty times being forced to listen to Pearl Jam by an old drunk boss of mine in a bar. So let's move it on, though. We're going to listen to a song that was written by Eddie Vedder and David Lynch, I believe, and is sort of feels has a similar feel to the song that we just listened to, but it ends up being performed on stage during season 3, The Return. So
it's at almost the same chords, so it's a very similar feeling. Anyway,
so let's jump into it because we're running out of time for the rest of the stuff we wanted to play. We might have to do part 2 of this episode.
I mean, it's not too bad.
Love that.
I don't know, I think it's a bit over, like
I think it's a bit just like too, it's underwhelming, I would say.
Yeah, but also, I mean, no, it's a fun song, but like, first of, I don't know, it's only 2 minutes and something.
Three minutes and 36 seconds.
Okay, yeah, it's way too long.
It's way too long, I agree.
It's way too long. Like, I think music has to have the right length,
and,
too.
And
not
most
just about
of,
the
yeah,
sound.
That's true.
No?
For sure. And most of the songs, actually, as they're playing them at the Roadhouse, they don't play even close to the whole thing. They usually end in the credits with the song that was playing at the Roadhouse, but they don't.
Oh, that's true.
But they don't
times.
Show the whole performance, except I believe with Nine Inch Nails they did.
No,
actually,
they
no. It
get
got
interrupted,
cut off. Right?
Yeah, because of I mean the shows goes on, but
yeah.
I think it's the only one where the episode doesn't end.
Mm.
Or one of the few. Anyway,
yeah.
The next one is by Lissy. You know probably more
I don't
than...
actually, oh, okay. But the song's called Wild West. And
this
then...
is also speaking of different vibes and, you know, throughout this playlist and the show. This is more like a, I would say, country pop song, but with the, like, pretty cool.
It's cool, though. It's cool.
Yeah.
And after that, we're actually going to dive right into the next song, which is Axolotl. Can you pronounce that in Italian? Because
I
like the way.
I would say Axolotli.
Axolotli. I like that. I think that's cute. And that song is by The Veils. So we're gonna do two in a row for you next so that we can fit a little more into the episode. And then we'll just have two more from the season. And then we'll jump into our own choices, or particularly DJ Lesto's choices. So just a reminder, you're here Saturday 12 to 2 every weekend. And you're listening to Freaks to the Front on RadioValencia.fm.
Are you out there to take away my fear? I haven't lost my hope.
So that song is pretty sick, and there's a pretty sick album cover to that album.
Yeah, which is named Total Depravity.
Yeah.
I love that.
And so the song that we listened to was called Axolotl by The Veils. And yeah, I hadn't known that band. So there are two more songs that like are sort of on the track list of the season, but we're not going to listen to them because one of them is also by Eddie Vedder.
We don't have the effect.
Yeah, we don't have the flushing the toilet effect.
We can flush the real one.
We can flush the real one. but we decided to skip it because, like, whatever. And then there was, like, the final song by Julie Cruz, Falling by Julie Cruz, which is sort of, it's featured throughout the seasons, and it's sort of an inverse of the Twin Peaks theme song, which we played at the beginning of the episode. So we're going to skip that just to save us some time. We'll have a comeback to Twin Peaks at the very end. But the next song is Lose Your Smile by Beach House. We played Beach House in the last episode as well, and we were sort of going with that dark honey theme. But let's jump into it to save us some time.
Yeah,
great choice by DJ Lento.
Yeah, so these are just, let me just say something, because these are just songs that I think are kind of similar vibe to all the things that we heard. And you know, if I ever,
well, not to all the things that we heard, to the vibe of
the show,
yeah, like, yeah, these bands could have played at the Roadhouse. Is basically,
yeah, that's what I mean.
They could,
yeah,
they could have played at the Roadhouse in season three, the
or
return.
Four, that,
well, yes,
maybe I will die.
But in Twin Peaks, which is what we're talking about today on the show, if you're just tuning in. So, I'm DJ Lesta.
This is DJ Lento,
and you're listening to Freaks to the Front on Radio Valencia.fm.
I really think Beach House should have been on Twin Peaks.
Yeah, that was a really cool song. I totally can see them playing at the Roadhouse. So,
yeah.
Very cool. Good choice, DJ Lento.
Yeah, and the next one also I think is a good choice. We should really aim to play two more songs because they're very important to me. So the next song also sort of reminds me of just that vibe, I don't know. And also, look, I never did heroin in my life, but...
And hopefully never will.
Yeah, I don't plan to. But I think if there is music that sort of sounds like heroin, it's this band.
Pure Heroin by Lord.
I mean, yeah. But also, I think... I don't know, that's how I imagine heroin. but yeah, the next song is called The Real Devil and by this band called Zelenople. I really have no idea how to pronounce this.
I'm going to try it. Yeah. Zelenopoli. I would say
Zelenopoli. Zelenopoli sounds like Italian.
Zelenopoli.
Anyway, I think they are from Minneapolis.
What? Chicago.
Chicago. Oh, right. Chicago. They're amazing. I would say Minneapolis.
Oh. So, yeah. I mean, I thought that might have been what you were saying, but Midwest. They're from the Midwest.
Yeah.
From Chicago.
So, The Real Devil. We might cut it short because the last song is very important too.
Do you want to... Let's play the next two songs then, yeah. and then let's talk.
Just relax. Imagine you are on heroin. The Real Devil by...
Or don't.
Zelenople.
was a really cool track.
Also very, very Lynch-esque.
Lynchian,
right.
It's like a real word that people use.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. People are like, oh, that's very Lynchian.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I've heard it many times.
Where?
Oh, my God. I hate that you've been accidentally doing the Owen Wilson wow. It's like you don't even know who Owen Wilson is.
I have no idea.
But for some reason, you've started doing it. Driving me crazy.
I know. But I this is unknowingly.
It's just
annoying.
You're just in one of those habits. Anyway, we are going to move along because we've only got time for a couple more songs. And that one was beautiful. And I know the next one that we're playing, so, you wanted to introduce.
Yeah, I've give me the pleasure.
Absolutely.
To dedicate this song to the most influential and consequential, I would say, character of Twin Peaks.
I would say the most...
Like, without Hawk...
I would say...
Without Hawk, they would be all dead.
Yes.
Long before...
I was going to say, yeah, because of the moment where they were about to die.
Yeah.
But I would say not only what you said, but in those senses, the most absolutely underrated. Like, underpraised, like under recognized.
Yeah. But he's a fucking icon.
He keeps it low key enough that, like,
he's just so cool.
And I love that he you know, in the third season, Deputy Hawk is like, he's the
man.
He might as well be the sheriff.
He has to be. I mean, he will be in the fourth season that I will direct. I thought you were going to write this a plot.
You should write a screenplay of it.
I will try. I always wanted...
Your
okay,
first so screenplay, and it's just a huge success.
And also a big, like, ambitious project.
Yeah, exactly. But it could be a huge success.
Who knows? Maybe I'm good at this. I don't know.
You're the next David Lynch, and just nobody knows. No, I'm just kidding. There's no next David Lynch.
Who's Margaret's favorite phone friend?
Very true.
Like, she, the log lady, she just goes on a fucking ramble with him for several episodes.
She loves him.
Hawk, are you listening? And then, you know, like, some crazy stuff. And he's always like, okay, Margaret.
But he also takes her very seriously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, he's like totally, he's like, this is like a higher, like, presence talking to me right now.
That
somehow knows what happens in reality.
Well, it seems also
related.
It's
like an oracle, basically.
Right, and it seems also related to his culture as Native American.
Oh, yeah, she refers.
Yeah, she does.
Often to, she's clear at some point, like, these, whatever's going to happen next, going to be
related.
About your heritage.
Related to your heritage, yeah.
And he just like, oh, I wonder what is this? What is this? I keep like looking through things, and Lucy tried to help. I don't think it's a spoiler. Like, this is just the dynamics of the show.
Exactly. But it's...
It's so fucking deep, by the way. Like, it's just so many layers of reality.
Totally.
Crazy. All right. So, but this song... you'll tell me if it fits the vibe. I think it does. And it's called Red Fox by a band called Tomahawk. You know, which has Hawk in the name, but
yes,
it's Tomahawk.
Absolutely.
And it's Mike Patton with a bunch of other people. Huge, big respect to that man because he's a fucking crazy motherfucker artist for real. He lived in Bologna for a while, by the way. And this is his sort of side project from... like his famous bands. But yeah, this is our basically last song, and then we'll close it up with
a classic surprise from Twin Peaks and This World. It has a big role in the first season, also a big role in all of the seasons is what I'm trying to say.
Feel
Okay. I didn't know this song. I did a little research. I want to make a little statement here that in my research, I discovered that none of the members of this band are actually Native American. I was wondering that because of the name at first, and then I was wondering that because of the skimwaka, skimwaka, skimwaka dua, or whatever, like what they were saying.
Whatever that is.
No, I don't want to say whatever that is. It's actually, Dwayne Dennison from this band actually toured all of these Native American reservations when he was researching this, but his perspective, I feel, is a little bit, from the brief research that I did, not really appreciated.
Fair.
And a little bit of a, somebody said, terrible representation.
Anyway.
But I can understand that, like, if they were a Native American band, then I would probably have a different perspective.
I mean, not
on this.
This is one record that they made that had this.
But they're
type
also
of
called Tomahawk.
Inspired. I mean, yeah, but also.
But yeah, it's specifically
it's like,
about this
they're
record.
They're just four Sikh musicians that, I don't know, just made a wrong marketing move.
Yeah.
But the music is good, sorry.
A wrong move on more than just a marketing level. But I will say that we've really enjoyed doing this show that has been about the soundtrack or the bands that played in the Roadhouse in the third season of Twin Peaks. Very cool. And there was we went back in time in one of the last episodes, with one of the tracks from the original soundtrack. So we're closing out today on Freaks to the Front with Audrey's Dance. This is DJ Lesta.
This is DJ Lento.
On Freaks to the Front on RadioValencia.fm. You're listening to ES Beats next. And we will see you next Saturday from 12 to 2. Enjoy.